I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
search crews find the body of a 16-year-old that drowned in the Pineview Reservoir. Police say it's the fourth drowning at that reservoir this year. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, an alternate on the U.S. gymnastics team has tested positive for COVID. The University of Utah's Kara Aker and one other member of the U.S. team are now in isolation. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have a report of a stalled vehicle. It's on the on-ramp to southbound I-215's West Belt at 3500 South. They're getting it moved over to the shoulder. And in Utah County, an accident southbound I-15 at Pleasant Grove. That one also moved to the side. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Flooding rains in southern Utah with some pop-up storms here in the north. I'm Kevin Eubank.
93 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
As fear about more contagious variants of coronavirus sparks new volatility on Wall Street, President Biden renewing the call for unvaccinated Americans to get shots.
Just four states account for nearly 40%. Four states, 40% of all cases last week.
The president also clarifying comments by saying Facebook isn't killing people with COVID vaccine misinformation, but some users on Facebook are. Over half of all the people infected with COVID in the U.S. have the potentially more dangerous Delta variant, says the CDC. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear worried about younger people not vaccinated, as most older folks have gotten protected.
This vaccine is absolutely protecting that group and every other from serious illness and death, even when it comes to the Delta variant.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is expected to name his five members of the January 6th Select Investigating Committee, and two of them, Kelly Armstrong and Rodney Davis, did object to the Electoral College count. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Now the KSL In-Depth.
The Utah Drought 2021.
In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Sugar House Pond will be dry by tomorrow or Wednesday. The city's draining the pond because they're worried about bacteria. Patrick Leary with Salt Lake County Parks and Rec says normally they don't drain the pond till fall.
Typical year, you'd see a full pond and people recreating and fountains aerating the water out there to keep it fresh and healthy. But it's not a typical year this year.
No, it is not. The issue is the drought has caused low water levels, and it's the perfect breeding ground for bacteria. He says it was unlikely the pond would fill up to a normal level this year.
The creek that feeds the pond here is known as Parley's Creek, and unfortunately with the drought conditions, it's gone dry. And water that's stored up Parley's Canyon in the reservoirs up there is not going to be released because it's obviously being conserved for the drought conditions we're under. So we don't have a water source feeding the pond right now, and therefore we had to make a tough decision to drain it earlier to help protect the health and safety of the waterfowl that are here.
If you've ever been to Sugar House Park, you're probably familiar with all the ducks at the pond. Leary says the bacteria in the water isn't a huge issue for the people, but it is an issue for the birds.
As the pond evaporates and there becomes less water in it, the concentration of waterfowl remains the same, and it creates a situation that can be unhealthy for the birds. And in fact, 5 or 6 years ago, we had an outbreak of avian botulism here. Unfortunately, it killed many of the waterfowl, so we know that the waterfowl will move on to other bodies of water, and we're just trying to avoid having something like that happen again.
There are a number of harmful algae blooms in the state's lakes due to drought. Advisories are in effect, let's see, Utah Lake and Manaway, Matt Warner, and Schofield Reservoirs. KSL News Time 5:49. It's time for Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky, what's the latest on the roads?
Still seeing some leftover slowdowns on southbound I-15 between 4500 and 90th. South northbound I-15, a patch of slowing going from Bluffdale into Draper, and then again from 33rd South to downtown. Westbound on the 201, heavy and slow from Redwood Road over to Bangor Highway. Michelle?
Well, we're still slowing down southbound I-15 around Pleasant Grove Boulevard. We still have that crash at Pleasant Grove Boulevard off to the right for drivers on Pioneer Crossing, seeing some delays there. This is between I-15 and Redwood Road. And for drivers on Bangor Highway, that's also a little bit of a slow ride in Taylorsville and again in South Jordan. Len?
Taking the trek northbound into Davis County, Legacy Parkway right now looking great, as well as US 89. There's not really any slowing right there in the construction. And I-15 still slow, but getting better from Layton up to SR 193 on the south end of Hill Field. And you get a little bit of slowing still as you make your way from the I-84 exchange off of I-15 down to Clinton. Apply for a home equity credit line through Zions Bank and make those dream home updates come true. Loans subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Zions Bank, an equal housing lender. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Now your 7-day forecast. Listen to Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. We're in a cloudy and stormy pattern, but not everyone's going to see heavy rain. Most of that is being confined to central and southern Utah. Here along the Wasatch Front, we'll have spots of those thunderstorms over the next couple of days. 76 overnight, partly cloudy, 30% chance of some pop-up storms on Tuesday, high of 96. Partly cloudy and 99 Wednesday, and then an increase in thunderstorms Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Now, again, pop-up storms, especially in the afternoons. The good news, the clouds and those storms keep us into the upper 90s instead of the 100s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
We had a bit of rain and wind, and it's brought the temperature down in Provo. We're at 80 degrees, Ogden 88, Salt Lake down to 90 with the breeze out there, 15, 20 miles an hour. It's 5
Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news on KSL News Radio.
Way back when in 67, I was.
COVID-19 has kept many people from doing the things they truly love. But it's not just the pandemic that's been holding you back. It's your knee pain. And if it's not your knee pain, it's your shoulder pain. It's always something, isn't it? As everyone gets back to doing the things they love, your knee or your shoulder shouldn't be preventing you from enjoying your life with the people who matter most. Leave your pain behind. Visit the Active Joint Institute. Active Joint specializes in helping people with joint pain improve their lives dramatically without surgery. So get back to playing on the floor with your grandkids. Get back to those walks with friends. Get back to climbing those stairs with no pain. Get back to the active lifestyle you love, pain-free. Learn more about your knee and shoulder pain and how to get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. TheActiveJointInstitute.com.
Even before the pandemic, 1 in 5 American adults experienced some form of mental illness, depression, suicide, prescription opioid misuse. Utah isn't immune to our share of challenges, but there is hope. We need to take action to keep our loved ones safe. That's why KSL has teamed with the University of Utah Huntsman Mental Health Institute to bring you hope and help you fight. It's Healthy Mind Matters. Find out more at healthymindmatters.com.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL on Wall Street today. The market fell out of bed on a Monday morning, and it just stayed there. The Dow had its worst day since October, sinking 725 points. It's more than a 2% drop, and the day ends at 33,962. The S&P was down 68 points, a little less of a drop, and the NASDAQ lost 152 points. YouTube is looking to end misinformation in videos. The company wants to promote more credible health resources, and they say they're going to label certain videos if they come from a reliable source. KSL drives Volkswagen's phasing out its smaller sedans. The car company's ending production of the Passat as it explores larger SUVs and EVs. The University of Utah and Salt Lake Community College have broken ground on a joint campus. This will be in Harriman. Students will be able to get their associate or bachelor's degree all at this same $57 million campus. KSL News Time, 5:56. The Justice Department says it's worried about Purdue Pharma's plan to exit Chapter 11 bankruptcy. But ABC's Aaron Katursky reports they didn't stop them.
The Justice Department likes the $4.3 billion headed to states for opioids mitigation and Purdue Pharma's new look as a public benefit corporation, but opposes shielding members of the founding Sackler families from additional opioids litigation since they themselves did not go through bankruptcy. The Justice Department has balked before at these so-called non-debtor releases from liability, arguing they violate due process principles. But in this case, the Justice Department stops short of making a formal objection to the court. The plan is likely to be finalized next month. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.